Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Senate Democrats are launching their new agenda project this morning called A Better Deal. They say it's aimed at boosting wages and, quote, unrigging the economy. The lack of a message has been a major gripe of Hill Democrats.
This is the last scheduled week in session for Congress. The Senate has said it will stay until early August, but with the health care bill unlikely to pass, they could leave earlier. On tap for the week, Paul Manafort, Donald Trump Jr., and Jared Kushner are all testifying behind closed doors to committees investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The House is expected to pass a Russian sanctions bill that the White House has signaled it will support. President Donald Trump is slated to speak this afternoon on health care. Just to take stock of where things sit right now, Congress is likely to leave for the August recess without passing a budget, spending bills, an infrastructure package, a bill to lift the debt ceiling, and tax reform.
There's a growing consensus that Republicans are in a state of crisis. It's the lead story on Politico this morning and a front pager in the Washington Post. Ileana Johnson and Josh Dawsey, who wrote the story for us, note that the party is more powerful than it's been in a decade, but it's hobbled by ongoing chaos in the White House and the inability to repeal Obamacare. The Washington Post Bob Costa and Sean Sullivan note Republicans are increasingly willing to sound off at the president, and Trump, in turn, is attacking Republicans on Twitter.
Ryan Priebus is once again on the hot seat. Tara Palmieri reports that Trump's chief of staff has been sidelined with the growing influence of political outsiders. While Anthony Scaramucci was brought in as communications director, Palmieri reports that sources are telling her that he is already considered an internal candidate to eventually succeed Priebus. Yet despite frequent reports about Priebus as not being long for the White House, people close to him say he wants to finish out 1 year.
Fascinating piece from the New York Times this morning. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has traveled to Oklahoma 10 times over the last 3 months, largely at taxpayer expense. Meanwhile, this is not getting a lot of attention, but the situation in Israel is worsening. Barak Ravid in Haaretz reports that Trump envoy Jason Greenblatt is set to arrive in Israel on Monday in an attempt to de-escalate the Temple Mount crisis. While you were sleeping, Israel sent an emissary to Jordan after an Israeli security guard killed two people who tried to attack the embassy. Israel closed its consulate and embassy in Turkey due to a controversy over the stepped-up security at Al-Aqsa Mosque.
Susan Glasser has a piece on the internal war at Trump's White House as senior cabinet officials and top national security advisors met last week to try and come up with a new strategy for Afghanistan. But Glasser reports that the meeting became tense with heated exchanges and that Trump refused to sign off on the plan they approved, demanding more work. At the local level, the Washington Post is reporting that local governments are continuing to use a Russian brand of security software despite the federal government's instructions to its own agencies not to buy the software over concerns about cyber espionage.
In The Juice, Rational 360 analyzed which reporters are followed by members of Congress. Sneak peek, Mike Allen, Chuck Todd, Jake Tapper, Chad Pergram, and some guy called Jake Sherman are on the list. And from Morning Money, John Deary is launching a new 501c3 organization called the Center for American Entrepreneurship. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.